If you've never eaten at Captain Steve's over there in Harrisburg, you're missing out. I'd invite you to go. That'd be one of the best seafood places I've ever been to, Gary.
We're DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with W4TWX, Mr. Jack. I can't say that I've eaten there right off the top of my head there, Jack, but, years and years ago, and it's been a bunch of years ago, my dad used to take me up to up there to the, they had a dirt track up there, and we used to go up there on, I don't remember if it was Friday night or Saturday night, we'd go up there to the races. But I hadn't been up there in years, I'm sure the place has changed a bunch. But if I get up at that ain't far from where the ham fest is going to be, so I may just have to ride over there. You know, my son lives up there in Charlotte, and I'm going to have to contact him and see if he's wanting to go over there to the ham fest too.
Talking about that racetrack, it's been 50 years ago, or maybe longer, that I tried my hand at that little bit. I know where that Concord track is. I tried my hand at that. It was fun. I tore up a lot of stuff, but it was fun. I tried my hand at that then and enjoyed it. I did really, really enjoy that. But that's time and years is done past, Gary. So we don't get on the racetrack anymore. Matter of fact, we ain't got nothing to leave run anymore. I can't even get drive anymore. It's amazing how things can change on you. On the racetrack at one end of life and on the trail to the graveyard at the other end of life.
It just makes one thing that more prevalent there, Jack. We've seen you doing a lot of things.
You know, I have no regrets. I have had a good life, and I've got a good life ahead of me yet, but I'm just thankful to the Lord. He let me, I feel like I have lived in the best time of life to live. I think we're blessed, everybody. Everybody is blessed that lives in this portion of time, and for the last 50 years, you've been blessed. We all have. But we better not take it for granted, or we may lose it. It does get kind of scary now with the leadership qualities that we've got and everything. Things could really change and go bad all at once. But all in all, I can say, and I think everybody else can say, we can say thank the Lord for the life that we've had. Didn't have riches and gold, but we have had a good life, Gary.
Well, Jack, you know, people talk about the good old days. Well, you know, I don't know that I'd want to go back 200 years or 100 years. Well, I almost go back 100 years. Ain't far from it. A little further than some and a lot closer than others, I guess. But we have seen a lot of change. And like a fella told me not long ago, he said, there's only one thing that's constant in this whole world, and that's change.
That's right. Well, you know, I've enjoyed it. I have been a licensed ham operator for 60 years. And before that, I was a CB-er, and I'm proud of it. Back in those days, CB was fun, let me tell you. And I had fun back in the CB days. The radio that I had was a Whiteface Johnson with 5 channels. And then I got a Blackface Johnson. And that's all it took to make me happy. 5 channels and an antenna sticking up on the chimney of my house. And I really loved it. And anybody, most ham operators, if they be honest, they'll say, well, I was a CB or two. Because had it not been for CB, I wouldn't have been a ham, because that's what led me to ham radio. And I would still be on CB if it was like it was back then. CB was fun, and I would be on it now if it was like back then. But there's so much renegade stuff that goes on and detrimental stuff, and all, you have to stay away from CB. But it was fun. That was been over 60 years ago. How long you been a ham, Gary?
my license in 2004. When I got out of the Navy in 1974, my father-in-law, old George Dickert, WB4YUO, he's Silent Key, he tried his best to get me to go down to Atlanta and get my license then. And I told him I didn't want to do any part of it. And 30 years later, I got my license, and when I upgraded to extra class, I went over to his house and told him that I'd finally got my extra, and he was sitting in his recliner. He sat back, crossed his arms, and looked up at me, and he said, "Well, you're finally one of us." I thought that was pretty good. Yeah, he asked me to do it 30 years prior, and I wouldn't do it.
You're finally one of us. That was good. Okay, I got one sad note that I want to express here, and then I'll get out of the way so you can talk to some other people. But down the road, I've been a ham operator for 60 years. I've made many friends. I have come to know many people all over the world, made many friends all over the world. And I do value and cherish, and I'm thankful for all of the friends that I have had. But a sad note, this past month, one of my very, very dear ham radio friends passed away. His name was Jim Morrison. W4YDX was his call. And he passed away. He had a major heart attack with a hole that came into his heart. And I really miss old Jim. He and I were really good friends. We did a lot of things together. But Jim was the kind of man, he'd do anything for anybody. Didn't matter who it was or how far it was, he did it. He was one of them kind of people. And that's what makes it sad that he died suddenly with that heart attack like that. But he's on in the QST magazine this month. He's listed in the Silent Key section. But I just wanted to pass that on. If somebody might have knew Jim, W4YDX, might have knew him or heard tell of him sometime. But we have got another Silent Key that we hate to see go.
Well, that hurt to bring that to the net, I can't remember who told me now, but somebody said that as long as there's two people on earth that, one to tell the story and one to listen, then people ain't forgotten. And so I've heard you talk about him quite a bit, and there's been a lot of Silent Keys in the last year or two. Since I become a operator in 2004, got to know a whole bunch of these folks, and a lot of them are no longer with us. They've gone on to their glory, and we miss them every day, but as long as we think about them and tell those people about them, they're still with us.
It is important to let your ham friends know that you appreciate them and that you love them. And ham radio is a family, no matter what country you're living in, but we all have one thing in common with ham radio, and that is that we love to talk, and we love to make friends. That's one of the characteristics of a ham radio operator, love to talk. And anybody that knows me, they know that's true, because sometimes it's hard to get a word in edgewise, but we love to talk and we love people. I'm going to let you go, Gary, and pick up some more, but thank you for putting that on the list for me. And I get some calls on the amplifier. I decided to sell it. It's kind of hard to part with, but I'm phasing out a lot of my stuff, as you know, and I make good deals on anything that I sell. So, Gary, KKA4DUS, and I say 73 to you, and I appreciate you. This is W4TWX.
And maybe I'll catch you on HF in the morning sometime. But you take care. Appreciate you listening it with us. Appreciate you talking with us a little bit. Enjoyed it, and we'll do it again sometime soon. Do we have any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Yes, that's about going to wrap it up this evening. Don't have anybody else listed for AGU. Don't know if anybody else wants to make a comment. We'll make one more call for that. If not, we'll submit the net report and closing that out. Yeah, any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. My net report, and then we'll close the net out. We've got a grand total of 72 tonight. Appreciate you, all you folks being with us. You come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling. Give him a good dose of rider's cramp. And let's see. Aubrey, thanks for the compliment there, young man. Hope you're doing well, and come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you any time that you can make it. Different net controller here each night at 9 o'clock. All righty, folks, this is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS clear.